Well, good morning and welcome to the conversation. This morning, we're changing format a bit in order to present a live candidates forum for the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. I'm Kathleen Morgane. I'll be serving as the moderator for the hour. The Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District is a tax-supported special district in Clatsop County. It encompasses the area of the Seaside School District, excluding the incorporated areas of Gearhart and Cannon Beach. Facilities include a pool, Broadway Field, the Bob Chisholm Community Center, the Seaside Youth Center, and the Mary Blake Playhouse. Programs include after-school activities and summer camps, sports, outdoor recreation, and art classes. We have 10 candidates to hear from in one short hour. We'll start with introductions from the candidates, then move on to answering a pre-submitted question, one question to each pair of candidates. There will be 3 minutes for each of you to introduce yourselves and tell listeners why you're running. During the question portion, candidates will have 2 minutes to respond. You'll hear this beep when you have 10 seconds left to wrap it up and finish your thought. If you run on too long after that, you will hear the rude buzzer. So we'll start with the candidates for position one. Sue Coddington is the incumbent with a background in nursing, community emergency response teams, and is also a ham radio operator. Al Hernandez, the challenger, retired part-time transportation administrator, and a certified public accountant. Sue, you're up.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you for having me. So I presume this is where I introduce myself to your listeners to tell a little bit about me. And as you mentioned, I'm a nurse with 40 years of experience, and I worked for Providence for 35 of those years. And I, in the same time, I am heavily involved as a volunteer, starting with working with children through the Aspire program in the high school. But in 2016, I was injured at work. And that has been a life-changing event because it put me in the pool at Sunset Pool, where I work to continue to work, actually, to recover from my injuries. I've had I moved to Seaside in 1996. Wow. And from the very beginning of that time period, I have been involved with Sunset Empire Park and Recreation.
I'm sorry, Sue, we're not hearing you.
With 10 folks on the Zoom call, it's important that everyone keep their mics muted, and it looks like Sue is re-unmuted. Can we add a few seconds, Kathleen?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure what happened, but... Anyway, the bottom line is my family has been heavily involved with Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District for the last 24 3/4 years, starting the day we moved here, because all of a sudden I had a sudden need for daycare that was unexpected. And it started where Mary Blake stepped in to offer a conversation with being able to allow my daughter to go to the pool, and then she didn't need daycare. However, as I said, I was injured. My family has been involved with Sunset Empire almost 25 years. And my most recent time has been spending in the pool, and an issue came up. I was asked to respond to it. I did, and I was asked to run for the board, and now I have been on the board for 1 year. One of my strengths is asking questions. I believe that every person has a right to their opinion, and every complaint is a gift because it allows opportunity for improvement. The other thing I really stress is my sense of honesty and integrity. And I am very committed to a truthful, transparent opportunity to serve my community.
Well, that's great. You just about made it to time. So Al Hernandez, the challenger for position one on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District, you are up next.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Al Hernandez, and I am a candidate. My background is I'm a graduate of the University of California at Davis in economics, a BA. I completed my accounting education with Cal State Northridge in Los Angeles, and I sat for the CPA exam and passed it. I have over 25 years of, I'll say, private public accounting experience in private industry, where I was started off as a financial analyst and ended up as a vice president of finance for some major record companies in charge of Latin division of the US and all of Latin America copyrights. I basically worked with budgets, projections, deal evaluations, looking for what the problems might be, evaluating potential projects to see payback periods and to see if they were worth doing or not. So that was a lot of my forte. I moved on to working with the cities. I worked in California as a director of finance for a couple of cities, where because I spoke Spanish, it was a great benefit to serve some of the community where they were language impaired. And served also as the city administrator for a city in Los Angeles and the executive director of the redevelopment agency. And while I was there in Los Angeles, we had a parks and recreation department, where I took the parks and recreation department and took it from losing about $800,000-$900,000 a year to losing just under $200,000 a year. I mean, I understand that a pool is a not a profit maker, but you got to control the expenses and the revenues to make it livable. I also installed a free exercise equipment for the seniors and the people who weren't as affluent. My communities were basically blue collar communities, I think similar to what we have here. I also worked diligently and was able to expand our free meals for the senior community while I was there, to the point where all of our seniors were being able to be fed. And I did that through cooperation with other districts and sharing of the meal opportunities, basically. I retired, came up to Clatsop County, and became the financial officer for Sunset Empire Transportation District. And when I joined them, they were in the middle of a general ledger transition. My predecessor left, leaving the transition halfway finished. I took it over, found the problems, and was able to complete the transition, working out all the problems that they had left. I got our audits all up to date. I answered questions from the auditors, and I've always worked with auditors one way or another. I'm looking to fulfill this office here because I think we need transparency. We need to be able to ask questions, have them answered, not rush through decisions. We need to look at financials that are complete, not halfway there and basically incomplete and still be approved. We need transparency and we need questions answered. And that's what I stand for, basically. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hernandez. Now we'll move on to the candidates for position two. Celeste Bodner, current the incumbent. Background includes executive director for the Foster Club and serving on the budget committee for the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. The challenger is John Hoosman. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And with a background in sales and marketing management. Celeste, you are up first.
Great, thanks Kathleen and thanks Graham for providing this opportunity for all of the candidates to share a little bit about themselves. So I grew up in Seaside. I have deep roots here. My family has actually had a residence in the community for about 100 years. When I entered high school, my family moved to Portland for a bit, but my husband and I relocated back to Seaside in 2003 permanently. And I've raised my kids in this community. I myself learned to swim at the Seaside Pool, and my kids did too. The Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District plays a really important role in our community. And I think I just recognize how much it adds to the quality of life of our community. And that's what inspired me to run for a board position originally. I served on the budget committee previous to that. The experience that I bring to the table is that I founded and have operated a national nonprofit called Foster Club. It's the national nonprofit for young people in foster care, but we're headquartered right here in Seaside, Oregon. And I've built that nonprofit organization up to a $3 million budget currently with 14, we employ 14 staff. And I bring that background of building an organization that provides a service to a constituency. I also bring to the table experience as a contractor for federal governmental agencies. I've previously served as a contractor for both the Transportation Security Administration and the Administration for Children and Families. I'm also a small business owner with my husband, so I appreciate fiscal responsibility, a responsibility to employees, and hands-on strategic planning that it takes to keep an entity going and to make it thrive. And as a homeowner and a taxpayer in the district, I also recognize the important role the district has in bringing value to homeowners and taxpayers, and how important it is that we have fiduciary oversight of all of the programs and services of the district. My vision for the future of the district is that it continues to be, but also builds on the being a vibrant hub for our community, and that it attracts, that it provides recreation opportunity for people in our community of all ages, and also provides an attraction for people coming to our town to be involved in both adult and youth recreation leagues, which then drives economic tourism to our community. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to continue to serve on the board of directors, and I'd appreciate people's vote.
Well, you kept perfectly to time. Thank you so much. John Hussman, you're up next, challenger for position 2 on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District.
Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. First of all, it's Hussman. Just had to correct that.
Thank you.
What do I bring to the table? Well, I am fully retired. I have a bachelor's degree in business and a master's degree in business. Most of my business career was spent with smaller companies in the $1 to $3 million range, which is remarkably similar to the SEPRD in terms of size. I'm used to working with a small group of people to accomplish a lot, and that's what I see the opportunity on the board as being. What are my concerns? Well, first of all, let me explain. I've used the pool since 2013, and it's how I got my health back. I weighed 50 pounds more back then, and I had to take pain medication 3 times a day. I don't take any pain medication now. I can walk, I'm healthy, and I continue to use the pool 3 times a week, every week, as I've done since 2013. What are my concerns, and what made me run for this position? Well, if you read the paper, you've noticed that I'm a frequent submitter of letters to the editor. Let people know what I'm thinking. I'm concerned about the pool. Why am I concerned? Well, gosh, I met with Erica and Kathleen last fall. I spent a half hour with them going over my concerns. Nothing changed. Not one little thing changed. Here's what you need to look at with a pool right now. Look at the outside of the building. Just drive up, take a look at the outside. It's dirty. It's full of mold, mildew. It hasn't been pressure washed in, I would say, at least 5 or 6 years. So that really says something about how this board is taking care of the building. It's simply not taking care of the building. That's a big concern for me. I use a warm water pool 3 times a week. If you look at the tiles that cover the water drains on the outside of the pool, they're dirty all the way around the pool, dirty. Last Wednesday, I identified a pile of dirt in the pool, pointed it out to the lifeguard. The funny thing is, the tools for cleaning that pile of dirt was within 6 feet sitting poolside, could have been used. It's just not being properly taken care of, and that's a big, big concern for me. Sunset Pool has done a lot for me in terms of regaining my health. And I figure I owe it to Sunset Pool to stand up for the pool, to point things out to people, and to make sure that it's well taken care of. If you've read my writings, you know that I opposed the purchase of Broadway Middle School. Excuse me. It is a done deal now. What we need to do is figure out what to do with it and how to take care of it. One of the things I'm very concerned about is engineers identified asbestos, black mold, and lead paint. There's been nothing done in terms of remediation. The district's insurance company told them to do remediation before they use the Broadway Middle School for anything. It hasn't been done. I'm concerned. No amount of asbestos is safe. Everybody needs to know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hussman. We'll move on now to position 3. Michael Hinton is the incumbent in the position with a background on the Seaside Parks Advisory Committee. The challenger is Patrick Dubacek with 23 years in the Navy. We will start with Michael.
Good morning.
Thank you, Michael. We can hear you.
Well, that's very good. I was having trouble with my connections. Thank you for having me.
And please start with your introduction, background, and why you were running for the position.
Well, my background is very varied. I've got a strong record of volunteering in the county with governmental experience. I was appointed to the Commission on Children and Families several years ago and was chair of that. I've been on the County Budget Committee. I've been a 15-year member of the County Recreation Lands Planning Advisory Committee. And as you mentioned, I'm on the Seaside Parks Advisory Committee. I have extensive construction experience. I'm a retired general contractor. And I have, 50 years experience, including corporate experience in San Francisco and through the Southwest with corporate store planning and construction. I managed about $4 million worth of construction a year down there. And I've had quite a bit of experience with emergency work with earthquakes. I've been a consultant in Southern California for the Northridge quake, the Landers quake, and worked with R.H. Macy's and I. Magnin for earthquake recovery in 1989 from the Loma Prieta. There have been comments from members of the opposition that that there's no one on the board that's qualified to read the inspection reports for our due diligence on the Broadway Middle School. This is incorrect. I have deep experience with planning and in construction in all phases. I've been involved with 4-H in the county for a long time, had a club for 8 years with food and nutrition. I'm a big booster of what the Park District does for youth development. Not hearing much from my opposition about his interest in youth development and programming. The pool will always be our priority, and there have been false complaints that mislead the public that the pool is not clean and not safe. We suspect that Mr. Huseman has made calls into the Public Health Department, which has followed up with full inspections, and we have been 100% certified for cleanliness and safety. I get weary of hearing from these detractors who are interested in trying to undermine a good budget and good financial planning with the flex lease option to purchase the old Broadway Middle School. And right now, we are taking responsibility for community meetings and consultants to fine-tune our planning moving ahead with the property. And we have some very strong interest from groups like the Northwest Educational Regional Educational Service District, for instance. So the pool will always be a priority. I think the youth programs are very important. Are we still connected?
We are still connected. That was your 10-second warning to wrap up.
Well, I appreciate it. I think this board is a young board. It's wonderful that we have the social equity on the board now with young people that have grown up in the community and understand the needs and wants for sports and activities, especially child care and preschool. Our youth programs are really the crown jewel of the district. And with that, I will bid you adieu, and I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hinton. We now move on to the challenger for position 3, Patrick Dubacek, self-employed with 23 years background in the Navy. You're up.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for having us this morning. Like I said, I'm Patrick Dubacek, and I'm running for position 3. I grew up in rural Iowa. I joined the Navy when I was 21 and spent 23 years in organizational maintenance and production management. Following the Navy, I was hired by Northrop Grumman to perform maintenance concept development on unmanned aircraft and helicopters. I was also part of a contracting team that sold unmanned aircraft to the Navy, the Air Force, NATO, and Germany. In 2013, I left Northrop to purchase a family business here in Seaside, Oregon, renting bicycles. Slowed down a little bit. My wife Denise and I are on our eighth season of running Wheel Fun Rentals. We have two grown children, James and Alyssa, and we are raising our foster grandchild, Jaden, who is seven and learned to swim in the Sunset Pool. I believe my small town upbringing combined with work experience that encompasses budgets, policies, logistics, employee management, construction, and maintenance bring a lot to the table for the board. I haven't always agreed with the focus and direction of the Park District. Their constant drive to expand indoor recreation is based on a 2014 survey and a recent questionnaire that reached a very limited number of the actual district taxpayers that provide the support for the Park and Rec District. That lack of reach, I believe, is reflected in a failed 2018 bond measure and opposition to the reach of purchase of Broadway Middle School. My goals are to ensure prudent use of all the assets, including the facilities, people, and goodwill towards the community. I want to ensure that Sunset Empire's activities and transactions are advancing its mission, ensure that they obey the applicable laws and regulations, and develop its own set of bylaws and adheres to its stated mission and purchase. I would like to see a dedicated capital budget for renovations rather than relying on loans as they have in the past. I would like to see a five-year capital spending budget. And I would like to invest in a pool in an attempt to reduce the nearly $1 million in personnel, services, and materials required to run it. I would like to see the district team with some local organizations and the development of outdoor hiking and biking trails. And I would like to see programming that reaches the greatest number of district residents. This is my second year serving on the Sunset Empire Park and Rec Budget Committee. I'm also serving on the Clatsop County 4-H Budget Committee, and I'm a commissioner on the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. And thank you again for having us.
And thank you very much for keeping to time. Now we'll move on to the candidates for position four. Erica Hammer is the incumbent for the position with extensive service, prior experience as a Global Resources Human Resources Director for Mercy Corps. Her challenger is Jackie Evans, a former extensive service with Fred Meyer Jewelers and Fred Meyer. Erica, you are up first.
Yeah, and I think most people in Seaside would recognize my last name is Hamer, not Hammer.
Thank you so much.
No, that's okay. So yeah, similar to Celeste, I grew up in Seaside, and you know, Sunset Parks and Rec was at the heart of my rec experience growing up, in all ways. My family have been coaches and teachers in this community for over 45 years now, and have both coached sports with Sunset Parks and Rec in the past. My mom was the gymnastics coach, and I have really fond memories of using Broadway Middle School for our gymnastics programs. I also worked for a small period of time about 5 years ago with the district as the Start Smart sports coach. So that was coaching 3 to 5 year olds and helping them to learn sports like baseball and basketball. As you mentioned, professionally, I'm the global HR director for Mercy Corps. We're a large humanitarian organization alleviating poverty and suffering and oppression globally in about 40 plus countries. So I think from a professional experience, I bring employment law and also just a professional work experience with countless boards. I think, you know, an example of this is I've been working in various countries doing high level HR investigations. Also, I have experience with grant writing and a wide array of different donors, institutional donors, private donors. more related to the rec area, I have experience as kind of a sports coach. So currently I coach with Seaside Kids. I coach with the LCYSA Soccer League. I coach for Riptide Sports, and I also coach for our PBL. So I've been, you know, really trying to model life skills for our young people in this community through coaching, especially young girls. I was a basketball player in college myself, and much of, you know, what I learned from both my parents and from, you know, citizens like Carrie and Frank Janik, who started the PBL, you know, they really fostered that love for sports. And also, as I said, Sunset Empire did as well. My kids currently live, you know, we're growing, I'm raising my kids here, and they've attended the childcare for the rec department and also have learned to swim in the pool as well. So I think, you know, the strengths that I bring are just a strong kind of employment law, HR advisory experience that I can bring to the board and help with the governance around personnel. I have years and years of experience historically with the district. And I think that perspective is important. And I just want to just mention again that, you know, we really would appreciate, you know, the public reelecting the current board. We have a vision for the community that's bold. We'd like to see our district go to the next level. We are behind the curve currently. There's other communities that are way beyond what Seaside is offering, and we would like to get ourselves up to the benchmark and up to the standard, and our community deserves that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hamer. Yeah, challenger for position four, Jackie Evans, it's your turn.
Well, thank you very much for hosting this forum. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you today. As you said, I do have a massive background with Fred Meyer. I worked as a financial analyst in the controller's department, where I was responsible for profit and loss statements, quarterly and annual results. I also worked as an HR director and also created communication strategies across over 400 jewelry stores. As the vice president of Fred Meyer Jewelers, I worked to implement multi-million dollar projects to advance the experience for our customers and provide useful solutions for our store employees. My interest in being part of the board for the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District are for several reasons. One, my husband and I have joined the district. I am a user of the fitness center there at the pool facility 3 to 4 times a week. I knew it was time to really up my fitness level walking around town. I think I've covered every inch of this city by walking. I also believe in giving back to the community, and I have vast experience in volunteerism. And it is time for me to give back to my new community. We chose to retire here after, in 2015, after my 40-year career. I have had responsibilities for really doing the United Way campaign for the Fred Meyer corporate office. Also worked as a board member for the Portland Winterhawks Hockey Club to help fundraise for the Player Scholarship Fund. But what I think of most now is that through our community, there's an opportunity for me to give these skills to serve our community, to make sure that our facilities are well kept within the Park and Rec District, and also to bring new, different activities that encompass all of our demographics in the community, whether it's our seniors, our children, and our families. I really believe in what Patrick is saying, is that there's opportunities to really find new ways to engage them. I would like to also indicate that I believe that there is a strong belief in the 5 people who are running against the incumbent board, that we're ready to roll up our sleeves and give the financial responsibility and transparency that is needed for the board. Thank you.
And thank you for keeping to time. We'll move on now to the last pair of candidates. This is for position 5 on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. We'll start with incumbent Catherine Parker, with experience in the Seaside School District, and the challenger Stephen Morrison, vice president of DSU Peterbilt and extensive experience with General Motors. Ms. Parker, you're first.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Catherine Parker. I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon, and I was fortunate enough to grow up next to one of Portland's finest parks, Gabriel Park. And I also grew up going to a Multnomah Community Center, which was an old school that was transformed into a jewel for our neighborhood. So that is part of where my passion lies. I moved to the area with my husband in 2003. We have been heavily involved in the community. My husband's a volunteer firefighter. I have served on the Cannon Beach Children's Center Board of Directors. I've also served on the Friends of Haystack Rock as treasurer for the Board of Directors, which are both organizations that work with the city of Cannon Beach. So I'm very familiar with working with local government. I also, when I moved to the area, I worked for the Columbia Bank and worked my way up from teller to branch officer. So I'm familiar with federal regulations and following laws. My background, I've always felt that service was very important. So I have always volunteered since I was just a teenager. It's been something that I've been passionate about, giving back to my community. So when I had moved to the area and then my husband and I started a family, that was kind of where my involvement with the Parks and Rec came to be. We used the facilities very heavily. My children have learned to swim in the pool. They went to preschool there. I've rented just about every space there is to rent. We have participated in all of the Start Smart sports. We go to all of the events. I can see that having a healthy, robust park and rec district is something that draws people to our community. And by bringing young families to our community, it benefits everyone, whether you use the district or not, because those people then bring their professions and their knowledge to the community, and it benefits everybody. I have been serving on the board of directors since December of 2019. Before that, I served on the Parks and Rec Budget Committee for a year, and then was appointed to the board. I have been very passionate about seeing the progress that we can make, the future, the vision for the Parks and Rec. The vision is to provide programming for everyone, whether you are, a young child that needs someplace safe to go, or you're a senior that needs someplace to go to connect with your community. Anyway, I would appreciate your vote. I am very passionate about serving my community and look forward to the future for Parks and Rec. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Parker. We'll move on to the challenger for position 5, Stephen Morrison. Stephen, you're up. And it seems Stephen is not with us. So we will conclude the introduction.
I'm sorry. I did unmute my mic. I'm sorry.
All right. So Stephen Morrison is the challenger for position 5 on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. And please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are running.
Okay. My name is Stephen Morrison. I'm a native Oregonian, born and raised in Portland. And Seaside was always my second home. As growing up, we spent weekends and vacations here with my grandmother, who retired to Seaside. And my aunts and uncles and all moved to Seaside when they retired, and I spent most of my vacations as a kid here. And so 4 years ago, my wife and I retired here to Seaside, and we love it here. It's a great place to be. My career, I was lucky enough to begin a career with, took me from from beginning my career to retirement with the same company. It was 41 years. With DSU Peterbilt and GMC Trucks in Portland, which we had 6 locations. my background is business and my and the financial acumen that are the reasons that I have decided to run for the board of directors. I have a strong background in sales, which I think that was brought to the company and helped the company dramatically in that we listened to the customers. The customers were always right. We always listened to them. We responded to them with their questions, no matter how angry or how good they were, we always responded. And that way we never had to worry about sales, because by being nice and comprehensive with our customers, our sales were always good. We never had a period where we had to lay off a substantial amount of people. We just took care of our customers. The second part of my, after about 20 years, I became the vice president of the company. I was on the board of directors. And took care of operations. So operations meant to me that I took care of all the buildings, facilities. One of the biggest things, the projects I had was with the Department of, we were on the Willamette River. And so you can imagine the waste that soaps and oils and things that this Willamette River keepers were concerned about that might be going in. So I spent almost a year working with DEQ on collaborative effort to make sure that we weren't dumping anything, that we were documenting everything. And so it was a very big project that I'm very proud that we accomplished. I'm running for the board of directors so that my concern is that that we go back to that SCPRD is transparent. The concern is that we bought this property, we didn't put it toward the taxpayers, and I'm here to see that we can be more transparent with the community and let them know what's going on. Thank you very much,
Mr. Morrison. We'll have to wrap that one up there. We only have a lot of ground to cover in one short hour. So thank you to all the candidates for your introductions and reasons for running. This is KMUN's live candidates forum for 5 positions on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. We'll move on now to part 2, where each pair of candidates will have 2 minutes to answer a pre-submitted question. In advance of this forum, each candidate submitted a question to go into a grab bag. So the following questions are pulled from that grab bag. We'll start with the candidates for position 1. And I know, Mr. Hernandez, you have some time constraints. So you will be going first to answer this question. What is your understanding of the role of a board member of a special district? How does it relate to the role of the executive director and the staff? And this is
my. Can we go?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, my understanding of the board of directors position is they are there basically to guide, give what they want to do, what they want to unfold, give insight, and make sure that the staff is fulfilling the requirements that they have met or have directed. And the board of directors should deal with the executive director in this case, and he is basically the focal point. Any issues that come up should be funneled through him. Any targets that are given to the staff should be funneled through him. The staff then reports directly to the executive director, and he's responsible for the performances of their staff, be it with their financial statements, the completion of the duties, the cleaning of the pool, or anything like that. The board basically should not be involved with the staff people unless the executive director directs them to deal with the staff directly. It is the responsibility of the board of directors to monitor control and give foresight to where the district wants to go, make sure it's completing those goals and keep the director in check. It's the director's check then to control the staff and the workings of the agency. And he's the one that's responsible for the functions, for the transparency, for the information, and it's up to the board to approve it. And if they don't, and if they are not satisfied with the information, make sure that that staff and the executive director go back and complete the analysis and provide good information for the public to be aware of. And that's where transparency comes in. The board needs to be a little bit more financially savvy to be able to ask the right questions and not just say, yes, we approve it and move forward. They need to be able to look for more analysis, to be able to look at the deals, look at what is the long-term effect? How much is it going to cost the taxpayer? And is the taxpayer getting the full benefit for his dollar that he spends? So I see that as the relationship between the board of directors and the executive director and staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. The incumbent for position one is Sue Coddington, and I'll repeat the question. What is your understanding of the role of a board member of a special district, and how does it relate to the role of the executive director and staff?
Thank
Ms. Coddington, you're up.
Thank you. I just unmuted. I wanted to, again, thank you for this opportunity to speak and to say good morning to Seaside. Simply put, Mr. Hernandez did express basically what a correct answer. And I would simply embellish by saying that the board of directors is overseeing the work of the executive director, who is in charge of running the pool. And while the pool is not just Sunset Empire is vastly more than just Sunset Pool. And so there's quite a lot that our executive director oversees. And I can embellish on that as well. The point is that the role of a board member is not to micromanage the executive director. It is to offer him the opportunity to look at the opportunities in our community, and specifically entail those recreational opportunities and educational opportunities, employing the mission and vision statements of our agency to make sure that things are running smoothly, running appropriately, that our the consumer, we call them patrons, from infant to geriatric, is well taken care of, that this is a safe place to come, as well as a place where their concerns can be met, and we can offer the opportunity to play positive life activities for you, which means each and every one of us. So my role as a board director is to oversee that. I am at the pool 5 days a week. It is only open at this time due to COVID, 5 days a week. I spend 2 hours a day there in the pool, but I also have my eyes and ears open. If I see a concern, I bring that to the maintenance manager, I bring it to Skylar, I bring it to, I listen to the staff. So I simply see myself in an opportunity for service and an opportunity to maintain a budget within restraint, but also offer the community something to play. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question for position two candidates, John Huseman and Celeste Bodner. What, if any, changes or additions would you make to the financial information provided to the public to improve transparency? And I, again, let's start with the challenger, Mr. Huseman.
Good morning. Thank you for the question. The problem that I have with the financials as they are right now is it's not something, understand please that I'm trained to read financial statements through my business education. I have a great deal of difficulty figuring out what is what. It needs to be arranged in a much more transparent manner. This is something that I've talked to Al Hernandez about. I've also talked to Patrick Duwacek about, especially since Patrick's on the budget committee. we need more transparency in the financials. How about things like breaking out what the Broadway Middle School is costing? I asked a question of the board, and Skylar, is what does it actually cost per month? And nobody's been able to give me an answer yet. That's a concern for me, because whatever it's costing there is going to come out of other programs. SAPRD only has so much money. I would just like to see far greater transparency in the way that the financials are laid out, so it makes it easy to identify which areas are costing, how we're doing in our cost recovery. SAPRD does a lot of important things for this community, but we need to keep track of what it's costing, where the money is going, and where the money is coming in, and where money should be coming in that's not coming in. And I'm just not seeing that easily identifiable in the financials as they exist now. Is that answered?
Thank you very much, Mr. Huseman. We'll move on to Celeste Bodner. And again, the question is, what, if any, changes or additions would you make to the financial information provided to the public to improve transparency?
Sure. So I believe transparency is, really important, both for the board and for the special district as an entity. I think what a lot of people maybe do not understand is that the special district is an autonomous government entity that operates under state laws. And so under state laws, there are actual requirements regarding how we report financials and require a level of transparency, including public disclosure. And I'm really pleased and confident as a board member that we meet that standard and exceed that standard. I think this speaks a little bit to your previous question around what a board's role is. And a board's role is to govern through policy. And in this case, this is what the board does. And then once we have policy established, transfers authority to our executive director. Myself, along with my fellow board members, I believe, really believe that our current executive director to be capable, dedicated, and effective in his role, as is the staff that works for him, including the finance manager. And they provide us with access to any financial information that we want. We receive monthly reports, both financial reports, profit and loss statements, and balance sheets, along with check registers. And we can ask questions as much as we want. And all of these are posted on the district's website for public view through the minutes. So there's a lot of transparency. I think there are some myths floating around, for instance, around the building costs associated with the new Sunset Recreation Center, formerly Broadway Middle School. We just took possession of the building itself. We had, during our due diligence period, lots of information from the school district about what it cost to maintain that building. So we had that historical information. Now that we're using a portion of the building, we are developing data around what that building cost is. And we just received last night at a public hearing for the budget committee for the district, a presentation around the proposed budget moving forwards for Sunset Recreation Center. So actually there's a lot of transparency, I believe, currently. What we could do a better job at, and what I would propose that we do a better job at, is communicating that to the public, because I think sometimes the public does not have an understanding about how finances roll out for a special district. And so I think communication regarding our financial position is something we could do better at, including the fact that we are currently in the strongest financial position of the district's history.
Thank you very much. And moving on to question number 3, this will go to the candidates for position 3, Michael Hinton and Patrick Duacek. As a board member, what process would you use to approach a major purchase such as Broadway Middle School with respect to the taxpayers? And again, we'll start with the challenger.
Would you repeat that question, please? I didn't get the last part of that.
As a board member, what process would you use to approach a major purchase such as Broadway Middle School with respect to taxpayers?
Thank you.
And Mr. Duacek, you're up first.
Thank you. So a major purchase that creates a burden on the taxpayers, the first thing is a need. I think the first thing is to determine that there is a need for the purchase and not a want. The current purchase of Broadway Middle School was based on a 2014, they called it a charrettes. Nobody understands what that means, but it was a survey. And it wasn't an in-depth survey. It reached a very limited number of district taxpayers. So I think the need needs to be identified first and not a want. And once the need is identified, and then I think you have to figure out a way of paying for it. The current building was paid through funded through the district on a zero interest loan. And not only do you have to figure out how to pay for it, but you have to, is there some a return on your investment? So you need a need, you need a way to pay for it, and then you need to realize how it's going to continue to pay for itself. Once you get those assembled together, for something as that's, you know, $2.5 million purchase, a major purchase, I think you need to reach a large number of the taxpaying district. The current purchase was floated out to a few hundred district taxpayers. There are 10,766 properties in the district that pay into Sunset Empire Park and Rec. A very small fraction of those were contacted in reference to the Broadway Middle School purchase. I think a larger number of the district taxpayers should have been contacted, and their opinions should have been considered before a large purchase. So make sure that there's a need, that there's a way to pay for it, that there's a return on the investment, that it weighs well with the taxpaying public, and then you can put a plan into action on how to acquire a large purchase such as Broadway Middle School. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Mr. Hinton, and I'll repeat the question. As a board member, what process would you use to approach a major purchase such as Broadway Middle School with respect to the taxpayers?
Thank you. Yes, I was there in 2014 when that community survey was done, and we got tremendous input. We had public hearings on that, and in particular, I remember former County Commissioner Russ Earl and others testifying that we needed more indoor recreation space. And at the time, we were looking at investing in the public golf course here. And we moved away from that based on that survey. And we had other surveys recently about that. And apparently, we met the viable threshold for responses on our surveys that we were able to distribute. And I think it is perfectly valid as far as the mechanisms and purpose for acquiring the old middle school. We'd been leasing the middle school gyms and the classrooms for years for summer camp programs and after-school programs. With the threat of the middle school being sold, we were going to lose those venues without any new source for venues. Also, the community was going to lose valuable indoor recreation space. And, you know, PBL had operated there and brought in quite a bit of revenue for the school district and also brought in a lot of visitorship and, you know, up to $10 million into the economy. We did not look at the middle school at first when we went out for the bond because we did not know there was no assessed value. It had not been appraised. And, you know, it really hadn't been put on the market formally. Later on, after the bond failed, which I think was due to the tax pressure on the school district improvements and the bond that we approved for the new Pacific Ridge campus, I think was the biggest pressure on the community, and we understood that. But we needed to pursue this goal for the community, and the board was very, you know, 100% unanimous on pursuing it. But when the middle school became available for basically, you know, less than $3 million, we looked at the flex lease option for furnishing that financial plan, which was the same process we used for expanding the swimming pool with the warm water therapy pool often called the learner pool because the swim lessons are taught in it for the real young kids. And also we expanded the women's dressing room and the front lobby and improved our vending, and we actually were able to put in family dressing rooms, which has been a big boost for options, especially disabilities.
I'll have to ask you to wrap it up there.
Well, I will thank you. The Flex Lease is very much, you know, very well handled within our budget. It was handled before. You know, we partner and give so much back to the community with our partnerships with the city and the school district. These new facilities will allow us to have more social distancing and enable the emergency child care that we've been providing during this COVID era for our frontline workers.
Okay, thank you very much. I do have to ask you to wrap it up there because we have two more questions to get through. All right, moving on to position four. What do you think the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District's role should be in the community? And this is for Challenger Jackie Evans for this position.
Thank you for the question. Actually, I would honestly have to say that the vision and mission statement of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District says it all. And as many people have spoken here today, it's really about having a community that is healthy, that we have promote active lifestyles and foster a sense of that community through that inclusive, sustainable education and recreational programs as stated in the vision. I just really feel that this last year I was an enumerator for the Census Bureau, and it really gave me an opportunity to speak to all the people in our community. And with that in mind, I just feel that there's more opportunities to offer more programs, as Sue was saying herself, whether it's our very youngest children to our senior citizens, to be engaged, and so that we are offering different opportunities for them to be participants in our community. And as board, we would be the good stewards of this program to ensure that we do align with the people in our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll move on to Erica Hamer.
Kathleen, can you just repeat the question again?
What do you think the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District's role should be in the community?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have an amazing opportunity right now to be at the center of the community. I mean, you know, being able to purchase Broadway Middle School has just expanded the opportunities, expanded the vision to continue to align with our mission, but to go to that next level. You know, I've heard Jackie speak about wanting additional opportunities for the community, but what doesn't make sense to me is where and how. You know, if we need more opportunities for our kids, more opportunities for our seniors, where will that be? We've lost tons of space. We've lost Gearhart Elementary School. We would have lost Broadway Middle School. There is just not that space. Kids in our community are suffering right now through this pandemic. They're suffering in isolation. Seniors are suffering in isolation. And if we don't have a centerpiece within our community for people to come and have fun, to laugh again, to join, you know, together as a group, then, you know, I think this community is in trouble. You know, we're not going to be able to bring new families or new people to this community with the current services we have. Families are just straight up not going to want to live in this community. And, you know, as I've said in the past, if you look around at other communities, I think Newburgh is a perfect example. They're very similar in size to us. I would really highly encourage the public and everyone on this call to look into the facility in Newburgh. We're very similar, and just look at what they're offering their public, offering their citizens. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And Broadway Middle School could be that, you know, and I think as a community, we have to have a vision. We have to have a vision to go to the next level and support the people in this community. And right now, you know, we're doing our best with what we have, but we have this opportunity now to make things greater, you know, to make things better for people. So I would just say, you know, if all of us agree that we need more opportunity, we're presenting an amazing building to do that for you all. And I just hope that, you know, the public will really get behind us because we have a plan and we're working on a plan to make that happen without increasing your tax dollars, period.
Thank you very much. And one final question for the candidates for position 5. What is your vision for the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District in 5 years? And the candidates for this position are Catherine Parker and Stephen Morrison. We will start with Stephen Morrison.
Yes, Steve here. This is for the future. I just see more transparency, more communication with the public so that they can partake in all the facilities and the new middle school and the old pool. I don't think that we're getting out and talking to the public as much as we should be. There should be more communication. And again, the word transparency comes up. I encourage that we're trying new things, and that's how that we move forward, is that we try new things. Some work, some don't. I think the biggest problem with the middle school is that it could be a good place to be, but we don't know about the contamination. People are unsure about putting their kids in a day like the daycare in a situation like that without knowing whether contamination is a real issue with people being in that facility. I haven't heard anybody come out and actually say that, you know, possibly because the contamination is encapsulated that it's safe to be. That just isn't public information that's out there. So I think by being more open with the public and communicating and answering questions that are being asked openly and fairly and quickly, I think there's a real opportunity here to grow the parks and recreation. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll repeat the question for Catherine Parker. What is your vision for the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District in 5 years?
Thank you so much. This is something that I have given a lot of thought to. I envision our park and rec to just be the heart of our community. Whether you use the facilities or not, just being able to drive down Broadway, see all the youth out there playing, see the seniors going in for their classes. I think having the opportunity to build something amazing by the addition of the Broadway Middle School into our catalog. Again, you know, I grew up next to a old school that was turned into a rec center, and I took dance lessons there. I took pottery classes. I took writing classes. The amazing opportunities that we can have in this facility are just going to be a gem for our community. There, we have so many talented people in our community that could offer their talents to teach our youth, to teach our seniors. To get people active by keeping those gyms in our community. You know, we can expand on the PBL model. We can have pickleball tournaments. We can have volleyball tournaments. All of these things benefit our youth, our seniors, our active adults. It's just the possibilities for that facility are endless, and it's just going to be an amazing gem. I would encourage anyone who has questions about the Park and Rec District to go to the website. There's lots of information on what we offer and what our vision is going to be. We truly look forward to serving the community and seeing this vision come to fruition. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all the candidates. You've been listening to KMUN's live candidates forum for five positions on the Sunset Empire Parks and Recreation District. Clatsop County is scheduled to mail out ballots today. The election is May 18th. Thank you again, candidates, for your participation in this live forum, and thank you, KMUN listeners.